Third places were the backbone of the civil rights movement. People joined the movement through their local churches, barbershops, quilting circles, and so on. But these were a very specific kind of third place. One of the people that organized the 1963 March on Washington, Baird Rustin, recognized this. And in this article, called for the building of community institutions or power bases. Later, Roadside Theater, while working with civil rights veterans, condensed his phrase into community centers of power. Community centers of power are like the ultimate third place, with a little bit more. These are places where people make things together and take control of their lives and their futures. Here is how you can recognize them. It's just A, B, C. A is for accountability. Is the leadership accountable to the whole community? B is belonging. Can anyone take part and feel like they belong? And C, the most exciting one, is co-creation. Are we making stuff together? And do we own that product that we make? One community center of power I've spent time in recently is Hemphill Community Center in East Kentucky, which is covered with memorials to coal miners and military vets, alongside a pride flag and a homemade Black Lives Matter sign. They organize to demand solar panels. They have a brick oven pizza joint staffed by people recovering from addiction. And when the floods hit last year, this is where the community came together to help each other out. So making something together can include making pizza, making a quilt, and building power to fight for things like healthcare, housing, food, and other human rights. And when they connect together behind a common cause, that is where movements begin.